A full court diplomatic press is underway to bring about a ceasefire in Gaza. Egyptian mediators are pushing Hamas to accept a truce proposal. Israel is sending its lead negotiator to Cairo for, quote, decisive talks. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has arrived there today at the start of his Middle East tour. Joining us now is Ambassador Daniel Carmone. He is the Deputy Permanent Representative of Israel to the United Nations. Welcome and good morning, Ambassador.
Thank you very much and good morning.
How would you describe the current state of negotiations in Egypt?
Well, I would say, as your reporter said before, and as you did so rightly, there are two paths now going on. One is our military campaign continuing until conditions are set that would allow the hostilities to stop. And the other are really intensive diplomatic deliberations for a week now, concentrated in this channel between us and Egypt, and we have our top negotiator, Mr. Amos Gilad, that is going back and forth for some days now. So we certainly hope that we will be able to finish those two paths in a way that would be respectable on the one hand and that would set the conditions on the other.
I'd like to get your reaction to what the Secretary General said yesterday. This is Ban Ki-moon.
My message is simple, direct, and to the point. The fighting must stop. And to both sides, I say, just stop now. Too many people have died. There has been too much civilian suffering.
Ambassador, do you have faith in the UN's ability to help facilitate some kind of ceasefire?
We respect very much the international community. We respect very much the United Nations. We are part of the United Nations, and the United Nations might play a role on a later stage, I would say. The Secretary General said one more thing yesterday, which is enough is enough. Israel has been saying enough is enough for some time now. When it started unwillingly, this military campaign against terror in its fight against terror. So we are also saying enough is enough, and this is what we've been doing in the past 3 weeks now.
When you say you believe that the UN may be able to aid in some way later, can you explain more of what you mean?
Yes, definitely. I think the United Nations, through its organs and through its various bodies and mandates, usually starting with resolutions, the UN is a very, by definition, a very politicized organization. And if you look at what is going on nowadays, instead of supporting Israel in its fight against terrorism, which is one of the values of the United Nations, the deliberations in the United Nations reflect the formation of the United Nations, which is a parliamentary body. And what we're seeing, for example, is the Human Rights Council meeting in Geneva 2 days ago, setting out a resolution that is completely unbalanced, that is portraying only one side, not because the reality is one-sided, but because the countries that are part of this council are deciding that this is what should get out of this council, which is a condemnation of Israel. So the reflection of reality in various UN bodies is really, I would say, a mockery. On the other hand, we have the Security Council, which is a very responsible body, that tried since December 27 to help out, deliberated in various meetings. We, Israel, felt that it was a bit premature because we felt that first the conditions should be set on the ground and then Security Council should meet. But as a whole, I would say the United Nations are hastily deliberating without really trying to see the real problem. And the real problem is terrorism, which must be fought, and this is what Israel is doing in self-defense.
Ambassador, let's talk about the Security Council for a second. Do you consider it helpful that 14 out of the 15 members of the Security Council supported the UN resolution, which essentially calls for an immediate, durable, and fully respected ceasefire leading to the full withdrawal of Israeli forces from Gaza? Is that helpful?
We have been saying for almost two weeks now that we feel that if the UN and if the Security Council would really want to deal with this issue, it should wait a little bit until the conditions are set on the ground. And forgive me for repeating this, but this is really crucial. The fact that the Security Council meets and has to set out a resolution, and I must give you for a second the real context, the big context. Last week there was a big delegation of Arab Arab foreign minister, very respectable delegation of Arab foreign minister here. The agenda on the table was, of course, the situation in Gaza. But many of those foreign ministers represented countries that, by themselves, directly or indirectly, could be also threatened by Hamas. Hamas is an organization that threatens not only 1 million Israeli citizens in southern Israel. Hamas is also an organization that toppled the Palestinian Authority in a violent and bloody coup not so long ago. Hamas is an organization that could threaten other regimes in our region, the stability in our region. Mm-hmm. And the same ministers came last week here to pressure the United Nations, to pressure their fellow colleagues to pass a resolution that would call for a ceasefire. So there was some kind of, if I may say, double talk last week. And I would say that this resolution is not something that came to solve the problem. This resolution came maybe to let out steam, maybe to answer other preoccupations. But yes, we have this resolution.
And it certainly makes for very difficult diplomacy. Ambassador Daniel Carmon, we're going to have to leave it there, but we do thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Ambassador
thank you
Daniel Carmon is the Deputy Permanent Representative of Israel to the United Nations.